diffusée par-delà des frontières. Une programmation spéciale pendant la marche Personne n'est illégal sur Ottawa au 90.3 CKUT FM du 18 au 24 juin.
Announcing a special broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. From June 18th to June 24th, CKUT Radio McGill will be hosting a special broadcast around a historic march to Ottawa of non-status people and their supporters.
It's about the liberation struggle. It's about those children who took to the streets.
Beginning this weekend from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, we'll introduce the march and the issues being amplified by those taking to the streets and highways between Montreal and Ottawa.
Ensuite, à partir de lundi, lors de chaque édition de l'émission Off the Hour en profondeur, entre 17h et 18h, nous diffuserons un reportage dévoué aux problématiques dénoncées par cette mobilisation,
including detentions, security certificates, and a call-in discussion on deportation from Canada.
Syntonisez 90.3.
Tune in to 90.3 FM, your frequency modulated dial. For more info, call 514-398-6788 or check us out online for archived audio at www.ckut.ca.
Okay, you got this tested?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start. Right now? Mm-hmm. This is the 21st century and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger than any weapon. A people's revolution can't be stopped. We need to be weapons of mass construction. Weapons of mass love. The system. We need to change ourselves. We have got to make this world user-friendly. User-friendly. Are you ready to sacrifice to end world hunger? To sacrifice to end colonialism? To end neocolonialism? Revolution means the end of exploitation. Revolution means respecting people from other cultures. Revolution is creative. Revolution means treating your mate as a friend and an equal. Revolution is sexy. Revolution means respecting and learning. Revolution is beautiful. Revolution means protecting the people, the plants, the animals, the air, the water. Revolution means saving this planet.
Yo, this is Narsi, a.k.a. Jamal Abdul Narsil of Euphrates Camp, Euphrates Tribe out of Montreal, straight from Basra. You're listening to CKUT 90.3, get your head right.
ينسى الكلام ما كفاش لازم نقطع الودان العدل ما يسواش كي غيب الميزان يا ناس الجزائر غطاو الشمس بالغربال نحاجيكم يا بنات عشرين سنة بال
في مجلس عام 84
تذكر كانوا متفاهمين
سرقوا حق نسا وخرجوا مهنيين
داروا رايهم حسبونا من الغافلين
واش
about why you're participating as part of this historic march from Montreal to Ottawa. The other is to talk specifically about how these issues of deportation, detention, security certificates, how they have affected you in your life here in Canada, to sort of paint a picture for anyone that's listening of what these issues are, mm-hmm. particularly if they think they haven't been affected by them personally. And then I suppose the other things that we can talk about are the demands specifically around security certificates. Mm-hmm. What would people like the Canadian government to do differently? Just to give you a sense, we are doing a special broadcast on CKUT, so we're doing over 9 hours of programming around this march.
Really?
And so within this 9 hours, there is a focus particularly on your situation,
okay.
and also a focus particularly on security certificates that's going to be next Tuesday.
Are you guys walking on the...
Some of our News Collective members are walking.
Okay.
I'm planning to go out for at least one day, and we'll have live reports every day.
Okay.
So by way of introduction and talking about why you're participating in this march, could you offer us an overview of probably the many issues that are bringing you here?
Well, my issue is very simple. My name is Sophie Harkat, and I'm the wife of Mohammed Harkat, who was arrested December 10, 2002, which happens to be Human Rights Day, under a security certificate. And he's been detained now for over 30 months without charge, without access to the evidence. And recently, on March 22nd, the judge found it reasonable grounds to believe that he might be involved in acts of terrorism in the past, present, or in the future, and he's currently in the process of deportation. And obviously he will be deported, and he will face torture or death because of the label that he's gotten by the Canadian government. So we're currently waiting on a decision on the deportation right now, but we are in a very fragile state, and we are very stressed about the upcoming weeks.
Mm-hmm. And obviously going for these past 30 months, there's been a lot of different issues that have come out with regard to security certificates for yourself. You've had the opportunity to learn a lot about the way the Canadian government issues security certificates and what kind of rights a person has access to. For those who aren't aware of what a security certificate means or what 30 months of detention means for a loved one in your family, can you go through some details of that experience, some of those details that have led you to this march?
Basically, for those who've never heard about a security certificate, it allows the government to detain someone without charge, without access to the evidence. The security certificate is signed usually by two ministers. At the time was Wayne Easter and Denis Coderre, which are no longer ministers of the two departments. That would be Immigration and Al McLennan's department. And so that's signed by two ministers, and then the arrest is made, and the person is put in jail, and usually you don't get much information. At the time my husband was arrested, we had no clue why he was being arrested. We only knew that they had 48 hours to decide what to do with him and what he was being held under. So basically, you have access to a defense team, which is different from Guantanamo, but the rest of the principles are pretty much the same. You don't see the evidence. You don't have access to... You're not charged, and you're put in jail indefinitely. And you're put in with the rest of the population, which are, for most cases, big criminals. And so my husband has been detained there for 30 months. He spent almost a year in solitary confinement, 1 week short of solitary confinement. He used to take a shower a week. He didn't go outside for months. He didn't have access to a Quran for the first 4 months. He didn't have access to a toothbrush for the first couple of weeks he was in there. The inmates in there complained they're always hungry. So obviously it's very difficult for me to know that my husband is being detained under those conditions, because I don't like to hear my husband saying he's hungry and he's being badly treated, or you know, he's not getting his daily walk outside. Those are very concerning things for me to know that a gentleman like Mr. Majoub has been detained for over 5 years now, and he spends most of his time in solitary confinement. So that's very upsetting to know that these kind of things are happening in Canada. And we do have our own version of the Guantanamo here in Canada, which most people are very surprised to find out once they get to learn about the security certificate. One of the main reasons I'm joining, obviously, is because it affects me personally. I think we've done enormous progress in regards to the level of awareness, thanks to everybody who's, like your station, has decided to do a story on this. I think the level of awareness has gone up tremendously, but we still have to do a lot of work. Recently going at the CLC convention, I realized how many locals have no clue about security certificates and that there is Guantanamo here in Canada. So people are very surprised by that. So obviously we still have to do a lot of work. So I'm hoping to join either on the 23rd or the 24th and walk as much as I can with the group, obviously, because it does affect me personally and it's a very important cause to me. And I'm very thankful Solidarity Cross Borders added one of the demands was to abolish the security certificate, which I've been asking for 30 months. And for those who don't know, the review of the security certificate was accepted under Bill C-36 of the anti-terrorist bill. And I'm not really sure what kind of changes that will bring or what kind of support that will bring, but I think it's a sign that things need to change. And Canada is one of the only countries in the world to deport people back to torture, and to actually detain people indefinitely without having a solution, without putting them on house arrest or putting them on bail. Other than Mr. Sharkawi, which was a total surprise to me that he did get bail, his conditions are extremely strict, one of the toughest in Canada, which is unacceptable because Mr. Sharkawi is just as much in jail outside than he is inside.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about Guantanamo being here in Canada, there's a small group of people who've been targeted with security certificates, where there's literally hundreds and hundreds of people who are being held in Guantanamo. How do you make that link and that comparison between the two different situations and the experience here in Canada for what you call Guantanamo Bay in Canada?
Well, obviously the numbers can't compare, but I think the Americans use it in an easy way to detain, to arrest people anywhere around the world and send them to Cuba because they're not responsible for the detention. The Americans are not allowed to detain someone on their own territory without charge. I mean, there's a case in the United States recently. The judge gave them 45 days to decide either you charge the person or you release him within those 45 days. So the Americans well know that they cannot detain people. And it's very unfortunate that there's so many of these men in Guantanamo. I'm sure that the men in Guantanamo, they suffer a lot more than the ones here in Canada. But the fact of the matter is these men have kids, these men have wives, and nobody in Canada should be detained without charge. This is not what Canada stands for. And people are always very surprised to hear that. But in terms of actually doing something about it, that's different. So, you know, we need to rely on regular folks to change things and to make sure it doesn't happen again. But one thing I have to admit, though, after Mr. Sharkawi was arrested on security certificate, the government has never issued another security certificate, and it has been a little bit over 2 years now. So I think it's a sign that if CSIS was to issue another security certificate, they would really have to explain themselves because they've been targeting Muslim men. It's obvious that they've been targeting specific people who have disagreed with the CSIS, who are naive, who are regular citizens, refugees and immigrants, because they're the only people affected by that. But they're just doing their day-to-day thing, and then it comes up just like that, and your whole life changes. And so, it's important for us to get involved with these kind of causes because it affects Muslim now, but it could affect more people later. If the bill changes, then the government wants to be able to revoke citizenship that have been given. So this is not the way it should be working here in Canada. It's unacceptable.
With regards to the march that's coming up, you said that you yourself are going to try to go out for 1 or 2 days. What are your expectations of this march?
That's a good question. I don't know. I hope the weather's not going to be too hot, personally. But I think for me it will be a life experience for me to join other people who have different struggles as mine. But we're all somewhat dealing with the same kind of stresses and daily struggles. And one of the particular things about it is to march with the Algerian non-status is because I am a close friend of Mohamed Sharfi. And obviously when Mohamed Sharfi was deported, that really tremendously affected me. Now that I know that he might be coming back, it's a sign of relief and at the same time a breath of fresh air to know that the Americans are smart enough to know that if Mohammed was to be deported in Algeria, he would face torture or death or whatever. And my husband finds himself in the same situation as Mohammed Sharafi, and his background now is more serious than the one that Mohammed Sharafi has. I just feel confident now that if the Americans are smart enough to make that kind of decision, that the Kenyan government should be following in their footsteps. So the non-statuses, the Algerian non-statuses, are a very special cause to me, and I think it's important that I join them because we're all facing the same thing, and my husband coming from the same country as them, I can understand their struggle and their fear. And obviously, I have the same fears if my husband is to be returned to Algeria. And most of them, they've been longtime friends of mine now, so... It is a very important cause to me.
Many of the different communities who will be joining the march, each one of them will be bringing their own demands as they move through the towns and the cities between here and Ottawa. They will be talking about these demands with people. What are the specific demands that you will be asking for?
Obviously, my number one demand will be the abolition of the security certificate and make sure that there's no refugees, immigrants that are ever being detained in Canada for reasons of national security or to be detained until deportation. It's unacceptable. So obviously, my main concern would be the abolition of the security certificate. But at the same time, those who are waiting to be deported, I understand they're in a situation where they are fearing their deportation, and I myself am not in their shoes, but I just cannot imagine what that would be like to wait for somewhat like a death sentence. I see it somewhat as a death sentence because you come to Canada for a better life, and you don't expect that Canada to return you for these reasons. So it's unfortunate, and then it's upsetting, and that Canada is doing this, and it's so important that Canadians are aware of what our Canadian government are doing, because these folks who are working are honest, hardworking people who deserve a better life, who deserve a chance, and they're not getting it.
For the duration of this march, which is going to happen over a week, people might see little clips of media here and there. Mm-hmm. But obviously, there's a bigger story. You said yourself that your husband had been detained for some 30 months. What do you hope that people continue to take from these small clips that they get of people's lives, such as yourself, with regard to their relationship, their experience with the Canadian government?
Well, first of all, I hope to say that we're not going to get small clips. I hope we get big clips, because this is serious issues. I mean, not only a few thousands of Canadians need to learn about this, we have 20 million something Canadians that need to learn about this issue. Half the country is built on immigration, and it's upsetting to see that there's not more people involved actually in this movement, because so many people have probably gone through that process before. And so I hope that people will realize the impact this has on human lives, you know, not only for myself or for my husband, but for anybody who's, you know, is trying to get a better life, and I think anybody deserves that. And so I'm really hoping this is going to get lots of coverage, because I would be tremendously disappointed if it didn't, because of the work that went behind it, because of the demands that are obviously extremely important, and because of the special people that are behind that walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sophie, good luck, and good luck on the march.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Without you.